The Moon and Sixpence, Volume 58, Chapter 1. The time came for my departure from Tahiti. According to the gracious custom of the island, presents were given me by the persons with whom I had been thrown in contact. Baskets made of the leaves of the coconut tree, mats of padanus, fans, and tiara gave me 3 little pearls and 3 jars of guava jelly made with her own plump hands. When the mail boat, stopping for 24 hours on its way from Wellington to San Francisco, blew the whistle that warned the passengers to get on board, Tiara clasped me to her vast bosom so that I seemed to sink into a billowy sea, and pressed her red lips to mine. Tears glistened in her eyes, and when we steamed slowly out of the lagoon, making our way gingerly through the opening in the reef, and then steered for the open sea, a certain melancholy fell upon me. The breeze was laden, still with the pleasant odors of the land. Tahiti is very far away, and I knew that I should never see it again. A chapter of my life was closed, and I felt a little nearer to inevitable death. Not much more than a month later, I was in London, and after I had arranged certain matters which claimed my immediate attention, thinking Mrs. Strickland might like to hear what I knew of her husband's last years, I wrote to her. I had not seen her since long before the war, and I had to look out her address in the telephone book. She made an appointment, and I went to the trim little house in Captain Hill which she now inhabited. She was by this time a woman of hard on 60, but she bore her years well, and no one would have taken her for more than 50. Her face, thin and not much lined, was of the sort that ages gracefully, so that you thought in youth she must have been a much handsomer woman than in fact she was. Her hair, not yet very grey, was becomingly arranged, and her black gown was modish. I remembered having heard that her sister, Mrs. McAndrew, outliving her husband but a couple of years, had left money to Mrs. Strickland, and by the look of the house and the trim maid who opened the door, I judged that it was a sum adequate to keep the widow in modest comfort.